there's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Elizabeth Peake of The Hill, of Fox News, much on Fox Business. We're told by the Washington summaries these hours that the President of the United States is calling, telephoning leaders in Europe to assure them, reassure them, explain the actions of the U.S. Congress these last days, withholding or voting against or leaving out, there are many ways to say this, the money that the President asked for additional arms and sustenance in Ukraine is not in the most recent argument about the budget, about spending. And the president's calling European leaders to say, I've got this, or something to that effect. Liz, this is not going in a good direction, and I come to your most recent column highlighting a CNN poll. The question, do you think Congress should or should not authorize additional funding to support Ukraine in the war with Russia? I asked the question without giving the answer. What was the answer, Liz? Because our listeners are now answering it for themselves. Thank you.
Well, some 55% of the people who responded in that survey said they were against the aid. So for President Biden to pretend that there's a wacky group of extreme Republicans out there who are fighting him on giving more money to Ukraine, it's simply not true, John. A majority of Americans disapprove of Biden's handling of the situation in Ukraine. I think that what Americans are most worried about, and I think this showed up in that poll, 77% are worried that we're going to be stuck in Ukraine like we were in Afghanistan for a very long time. And who can blame them? Because what we have had is a government that dithered in the beginning, put sanctions on Russians that presumably were meant to deter Putin's invasion. But then Biden tells us later that no, that really wasn't what they were meant to do. I have no idea what those sanctions were supposed to do. Every step of the way, he has hemmed and hawed about adding new weapons that Ukraine wants. And what's so offensive to me is he has refused to come out and talk to the American people about our ambitions here. When you go back to the initial comments by Biden about the Ukraine war, he never talks about winning the war. Are we trying to win? Are we trying to prolong this god-awful stalemate where thousands of people are dying on both sides of this war? Is Vladimir Putin responsible for horrific, barbaric acts in this war? Yes. Should he be punished? Yes. But to what degree and how do we do it? We don't know. And I think Americans are wary of corruption. This is the second most corrupt country in Europe, according to one group. And a lot of our money is going there, $113 billion so far, and Biden wants another 25. We lost hundreds of billions of dollars in the U.S. to fraud and criminals when we did pandemic relief programs. Who's to say that in Ukraine, some of that money isn't disappearing? We need to know more about that. But I think what's just very difficult is this president has not made the case. He has not had a joint session of Congress. He hasn't made an Oval Office address or held a press conference. And as CBS went over there with 60 Minutes not long ago and showed that our money wasn't just going to weapons, but also to propping up small businesses and paying salaries of government employees, I think Americans are like, well, wait a minute. We have problems here at home. We care about our border with Mexico. And by the way, this isn't our border. Our borders are here. Europe is sending significantly less money to this war than we are. Why is that? They actually have borders with Ukraine. So I think he has a lot of questions to answer, and he's really done a lousy job of doing that.
Elizabeth Peake is a columnist at The Hill, a columnist at Fox News, much on Fox Business. And Liz mentions a speech by the president. Once upon a time in our youth, this was routine from Richard Nixon. The speech that you can all look up to see why the president made the speech was November 1969. It's remembered. Wiki, I'm sure, writes it up. The Great Silent Majority speech, speaking to the critics of the Vietnam War. We could use a President Biden making a similar speech right now. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Delta Airlines just turned 100 and is already shaping the next century of flight with the Delta Sustainable Skies Lab. Here, they're building the future of flight. Think electric air taxis and next-gen aircraft aiming to cut fuel burn significantly. And this isn't just future talk. Today, their fleet of Boeing 737s have marine-like finlets designed to reshape airflow that reduces drag. The future of travel is more sustainable, and Delta's leading the way. Learn more at delta.com/sustainability.
Ah, greetings from my bath, festive friends. The holidays are overwhelming, but I'm tackling this season with PayPal and making the most of my money. Getting 5% cash back when I pay in four. No fees, no interest. I used it to get this portable spa with jets. Now the bubbles can cling to my sculpted but pruny body. Make the most of your money this holiday with PayPal. Save the offer in the app.
Ends 12/31. See paypal.com/promo terms. Points can be redeemed for cash and more. Pay in 4 subject to terms and approval. PayPal Inc. and MLS 910457.
What does Zyn offer you? Not just hands-free nicotine satisfaction, the freedom to do things your way. When is the right time for Zyn? Anytime you need smoke-free, device-free time for you. Why bring Zyn into your life? Because America's number one nicotine pouch opens up the endless possibilities of right now. Find your Zyn. Learn more at Zyn.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.